Thank God. Hey guys, welcome to the Wanderpar podcast, the first ever. I honestly have been trying to think of a name, and I have not thought of one yet, so we're just going to go with the Wanderpar podcast. And this is Stephanie Way, and I'm joined by Teddy Greenstein of the Chicago Tribune, and we were going to talk about the U.S. Open, which is, I don't even know what round it is, right? what round is it, Teddy? Like the second, first one and a half?
Yeah, that's right. It's somewhere
one and a half,
two, three, somewhere in there.
Yeah, so somewhere in there. Obviously, there were rain delays on Thursday, and then a bunch of guys had to play 36 holes today at Oakmont, which sounds like a lot of fun, but is not, but it's better than the other option of what they had to do yesterday, which was stop and go, and not get to warm up before going back on the course, and then they're going to have to play close to 36 tomorrow in faster and firmer conditions. It's, yeah, so the guys that played 36 today definitely got the better side of the draw.
Yep.
But it's just not, the whole tournament just loses its whole flow.
Well, how about somebody who goes out to Oakmont today and shoots a one? That's what Andrew Landry did. He shot one. He goes, he warms up, he practices a bunch of left-to-right putts, and then drains his and walks off the golf course. His day is finished, 4-under, lowest round at Oakmont ever in a U.S. Open. But
tied, right?
No.
No, 66. No, there was
66 was the best.
No.
There's
someone else shot 66 and 07.
Not in the first round.
Okay, not in the first round.
This is first round. Well, Johnny Miller has
round.
The best ever, 63.
Okay,
this
sorry.
Is first
oh, yeah,
60. Round.
Oh, I was like, what are you
Come
talking
on.
About? They got 66.
I'm telling you, first round.
Okay, yeah, of course. Yeah, 63. We all know
yeah,
who
there
shot
was 67s were Ben Hogan and Gary Player, if
okay,
you've ever,
well,
you perhaps I'm, you've heard of them.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're before my time.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You're so young.
No, but really, though, like, when I came out to this course, I was saying, like, one of the first things I said when I just saw a little bit of it was, oh, my God, now I understand why Johnny Miller talks all the time about that 63.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. In the U.S. Open final round at Oakmont, the hardest course in the world.
Well, look at it this way. I mean, Dustin Johnson hit almost every single green.
25 straight greens.
Right.
That's
he
ridiculous.
He hit almost every green in the second round, and he still shot 69. Right?
Well,
he's 67, 69.
His putting
right.
wasn't great.
Well, exactly. But Johnny wasn't a great putter either. So to shoot 63, to be six
round.
Shots better than what Dustin did today.
Yeah. I mean,
strong.
The golf course was different back then, obviously, but it was
yeah,
still hard,
it was
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's still hard. Whatever. I was just like, Johnny has every right to talk about that round all the time.
Yep.
Because he's earned it. I don't care. It just makes a difference when you understand it, I think. At least,
yeah.
I know for me it did. I was like, no wonder. Anyway. Well, what else do we think about the leaderboard? We got Lee Westwood at 3-under.
Yeah.
So he has not, so he's in that other wave, right?
Yep. He's only played one round.
Yes. I'm so confused. Like, I don't know what day it is.
I know. I mean, a lot of these guys, Andrew Landry, Lee Westwood, guys like that, it's like they're only a quarter done with the tournament.
God, that
I mean,
sucks.
It's already, I mean, we're almost into Saturday.
I know.
And 1/4 of it's done for
yeah.
some guys.
So weird. And then.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's no one's fault, obviously, but it just makes the tournament so disjointed.
It does.
Because I was trying to watch today, and I was just like, I don't know what's going on. And then I was so confused when I went out to the range, and I saw, you know, all these guys practicing.
Yep.
I couldn't remember, like, what wave they were in, but obviously they were on the range. They were in the bad wave, which meant
yep.
they had finished the first round. So what do we think Andrew Landry's going to shoot tomorrow?
We'll go with a big, juicy 75.
Oh, that's generous.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think
what,
it is.
What would you go with?
I was going to be like 79. Like,
ouch.
Or if he breaks 80, I think would be good.
Man.
I don't know. It's going to be so hard
it's
tomorrow.
It's only the second round. I mean,
yeah,
I know what you're
still,
saying.
But still, like, come on. I'm just not being like
well,
that. I'm just saying, like, it's going to be a lot harder
look,
tomorrow.
Look, I'd never heard of him.
I
did
neither.
Nobody
I
did
neither.
It
I covered
sounds
it before.
Like, I mean, it sounds like he's not super erratic. It sounds like he's kind of steady. So, theoretically, he's not going to have a horse bleed round.
This is the U.S. Open at Oakmont.
Wait, can I curse on this bot?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Horse shit round, exactly.
I don't know. I mean, it's still,
it's
the U.S.
Question.
Open at Oakmont.
It's a good question. So, the over-under, I'm setting at 75 and a half.
Okay,
you
that's
think
very nice
over?
Of you.
Yeah.
That's kind. And, wow, where's Lee Westwood been? Well,
I know.
England, obviously. He had to move back there. After.
Maybe he's, like, chill now that people have basically forgotten that he's the best player not to win a major. Maybe he plays low-pressure golf
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw, so, who's catting for him this week? Because today I saw, like, a hot chick on his bag on the range.
What?
Yeah, he had a really hot, like, it's his girlfriend.
We had, like, an older dude in the media center.
Oh, okay, Billy?
Football, yeah.
Oh, okay, so, okay, never mind. So I was like, is this, because someone asked me about that. We're like, it's obviously his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Some younger hot chick.
Yep.
So, you know, the whole divorce thing last year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he got divorced, and so that's why he moved back, had to move back to England. Mm. You know, because his wife was, like, we're thinking of kids, and so he went back.
Awkward.
Anyway, yeah, so there's this, his girlfriend who's obviously, like, carrying his bag for him, and someone else, another media member asked me about it and said that every time he had seen Lee, this chick had been on the bag. But I'm like, I don't think she's catting for him.
No.
Like, that's, like, not. Anyway, yeah. Okay. So what else, what do you think about this leaderboard? What name?
Sergio is incredibly interesting. So at the end of the round today, for those who didn't see, Sergio had been hitting it great. He pulls his drive left into a ditch, has a crazy recovery shot. I mean, this is one of these shots where, Steph, you and I, we'd take like five hacks at it. And then
maybe
we would just
you,
like,
Teddy. Don't speak
we would
for
just,
me.
We would, that, we, the weeds are almost as tall as you. You could not get out of there. And then he gets out. He blasts. He pitches on to like 50 feet and drains it for par. That was his last shot of the day. He drained
a
50-footer.
50-footer? Oh, my God. I was in the flash. Feet. I missed that.
Crazy.
Oh, I have to look that up now.
So, I mean, he's kind of like Dustin, and he's kind of like Westwood. All these guys are kind of the same.
They're best guys never to win a major?
They're massively talented guys who have never done it.
That's so funny. Yeah, Dustin, Westwood, and Sergio are three of those guys in that conversation.
And then Bubba, you can make the other than the Masters. Obviously, he's been great, but he's never done anything in any other major.
He's not going to win a U.S. Open. He's not. He is not mentally
steady
enough.
I'm shocked that he did as well as he did that first day.
Furyk, I mean, he is, let's see, he's one hole left.
Yeah, local.
But he's 2 under. I mean, he did well here in 07, and he was on my list again because he's just a plotter. You know, he gets it done.
Exactly, he's perfect.
He knows what to do with the U.S. Open.
He does.
He's not going to make anything, do anything stupid, or make a huge mistake.
He made a completely sick putt from off the green. It was like not only off the green.
I saw a lot of stuff. Where was I?
Yeah, not only was off the green. So it's hard to judge the distance on those. I know from coming back from Bandon Dunes, I was about 1 for 50.
Yeah, we know about your trip to Bandon Dunes.
He also had like it was also a huge swinger. I mean, it was like
those putts are not easy.
Oh, amazing.
Those greens, like, they're fair, but they're not easy to make putts on.
Nobody's putting well.
I heard Dustin say to his manager, David Winkle, as he was walking to scoring, he's like, I hit so many good putts today.
Yeah.
And, like, just like in a really real way, I'm like, gosh, Dustin, I wish you would talk like that to us. You know what I mean? Anyway, but I guess he did hit a
lot
of
good putts. His second round, he probably thought he should have shot 65.
Probably.
And he shot 69. Yeah.
Well, that's what happens here, from what I hear. You know, obviously, a lot of people were focused on Dustin coming in this week because of what had happened last year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what do you think?
Man, until he wins, I'm not going to pick him. I'm just not. I mean, I'm just like, I think going back to Pebble 2010, I remember saying, I think this is it. He's really going to break through. And then he shot 82. So ever since then, I'm like, you know what? Fool me once, shame on me.
You fool me twice, shame on you. No. Fool me once, shame on
you.
You. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So I'm sticking. I'm sorry. I'm not going to pick him. But who do you pick in this
group? I don't know. I think it's fair.
It's hard. I mean, I'd have to pick Spieth.
I would pick Furyk. Well, no, I have Spieth down.
Yeah, I thought. I mean, I had J-Day going in, man. He's been kind of dismal.
Well, you know, my expert person,
yeah.
I kept trying to make an argument for Day and Rory, and he kept shooting me down, just saying, Rory has the worst course management skills. He's not going to do well at Oakmont. I'm like, well, what about with the softer conditions now? He goes, no.
I know.
Anyway, so he was right.
And you saw Rory at the range.
Oh, my God.
He's freaking out.
Freaking out. I've never seen Rory like that. First of all, he walks up at the range carrying his own bags. I'm like, oh, did he do what he finally thought he needed to do all the time? But no, he didn't. Anyway, it was weird. And then he's with Michael Bannon, his instructor. And it's like teaching him how to play golf again or something. I've never seen him look that lost. It was crazy. He was working on his path and stuff, and I mean, it was interesting. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have like been periscoping it for as long as I did, because that's not really interesting usually.
Right.
Watching a guy hit balls, but like what was going on was interesting.
Yep.
So let's see. I'm just trying to look at the leaderboard now, and It's so hard because, you know, most of these guys...
Justin Thomas had a crazy round. Click on him.